It's Wednesday, April 10th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In 2006, Pastor David Lynn, a U.S. citizen who came to Christ in America as an adult, was placed under house arrest in China when he returned to his homeland to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. In 2009, Pastor Lynn was falsely accused of contract fraud, was given a show trial, tried, convicted, and sentenced to life in prison. Despite the fact that prison officials have repeatedly tried to force Pastor Lynn to sign a false confession, he has fiercely defended his innocence. After 10 years of translating a portion of the Bible into a Chinese dialect and ministering to the prisoners in China, Pastor Lynn, who is now 64, is urging his family for the first time to speak out on his behalf. You can do two things right now. Pray for Pastor Lynn's release, and second, sign up to get email updates today at the website freepastorlynn.com. That's spelled L-I-N, freepastorlynn.com. A newly formed pro-life Texas group, Abolish Abortion Texas, motivated 300 Christians to make the trip to Austin to speak out in favor of the Abolition of Abortion in Texas Act, HB 896. Bradley Pierce, the founder, spoke to the crowd gathered under the Capitol Dome.
Every single life from the moment of conception is of equal value and deserving of equal protection. We believe that abortion is murder. Bill 896 is the one bill that had been filed in Texas that would treat it like murder. We are going to respectfully demand that Texas abolish abortion.
Originally authored by Republican State Representative Tony Tinderholt, HB 896 would issue a blanket ban on abortion, regardless of conflicting federal laws or court decisions. Later, the Texas pro-lifers sang Martin Luther's famous hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," reports FaithWire.com.
A mighty fortress is our God. A
The inspiration of the bill was the dying wish of the late Jeremiah Thomas, a 16-year-old who spoke to Texas Governor Greg Abbott by phone from his hospital room, urging him to abolish abortion in his home state.
I think that we could rally with Texas and we could end abortion here and now, because that would, at least for me, just make my wish complete before I pass.
Your wish
If you want to introduce a similar bill in your state, go to the website abolishabortiontx.org. Between 2007 and 2015, the number of children and teenagers in the U.S. who visited hospitals with suicidal thoughts or attempts doubled, reports FaithWire.com. Emergency room medical personnel in 2007 received 580,000 suicidal cases. By 2015, that number escalated to 1.1 million. Social isolation, substance abuse, despair, and internet bullying on social media platforms have all contributed to the alarming rise. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. Deuteronomy 31:8 reminds us of our hope in Christ in the midst of despair. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas wants to know if Yale Law School is illegally discriminating against Christian students, reports the Christian Post. Cruz has launched an investigation into Yale Law School after it yanked stipends from paying for law school students to work at conservative Christian legal groups like Alliance Defending Freedom. The Lone Star senator wrote a letter to the Yale Law School dean last Thursday, arguing that the policy appeared to be in violation of the First Amendment. And finally, in a new movie, Kingdom Men Rising, Pastor Tony Evans of Dallas, Texas, has warned Satan is determined to undermine men, destroy their God-given roles, and redefine the biblical definition of manhood because he wants to see the family unravel and society crumble, reports the Christian Post. In one scene, Pastor Evans is speaking from his heart as he's driving his car through a Dallas rainstorm.
We as men have got to understand, while we're waiting on God, God's waiting on us. He's waiting on us to step up, to become men of faith, who not only believe in God, but believe God. That is, who act like God is telling the truth, who walk by faith, not just talk by faith. So as kingdom men, we got to rise above it. We got to set a new standard.
The current chaplain of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks explained that the reason behind the current attack on manhood is twofold. Quote, first of all, men have failed to be the men that God wants them to be, which has opened up a gap which has been filled with the redefinition of manhood and attacks against men. The other thing is there's a toxic environment against manhood, end quote. In 1 Corinthians 16:13, Paul challenges us men to be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Kingdom Men Rising will only be in the theaters Monday, April 29th, and Tuesday, April 30th. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, April 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.